And if you're looking for a TV show to cover the speech and the events around it, Day to Day and Slate TV critic Virginia Heffernan says, watch ABC tonight.
ABC's intelligent and rousing documentary, Peter Jennings reporting, I Have a Dream, teases us by giving fragments of King's unsurpassed speech throughout the hour and reminding us with archival footage just how much pressure King was under as he built to his crescendo. The program generates tense anticipation. Finally, near the show's end, it's a relief to hear the words.
I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream.
The documentary is broken into segments, each centering on a phrase from King's speech, set up with bold black and white 60s-style title cards. Little Black Boys and Little Black Girls tells the story of the Children's Crusade in Birmingham, Alabama. At the incendiary suggestion of Reverend James Bevel, 1,000 children and students were appointed to demonstrate and get arrested in a last-ditch plea to win national sympathy for the cause of desegregation in Alabama. Proponents believed that if children were old enough to go to church, they were old enough to go to jail. Off they went, under the cameras that telecast the city's aggressive form of crowd control into houses across the country. As Dick Gregory, who gives the show's sharpest interview, puts it,
there was people that didn't give a damn about a Negro, but they still didn't want to see dogs biting little children. They still didn't want to see fire hoses on people. And it forced those horrible pictures coming out, forced this government to do things that it really didn't want to do, and it wouldn't have done.
Also revealing are the crowd scenes, both in Birmingham and in Washington, into which, the documentary explains, white people were planted at President Kennedy's behest. What's striking is how many unplanted black women, many in hats and bobby socks, showed up to demonstrate. Though women were notoriously left out of the upper ranks of the civil rights movement, they were passionate adherents. King's Christian piety is on display in the ABC documentary, along with his belligerence, as when he praises the marvelous new militancy engulfing the Negro community. More ecumenical versions of King's life, like the ones presented in public high schools, often leave these parts out. This program also provides a window onto celebrity activism of the period. A fleeting image of Paul Newman in a beard, together with Marlon Brando and Sidney Poitier and Charlton Heston in the March on Washington, may alone make this program worth watching. Finally, by demonstrating how important it was that King prove himself in Washington, tonight's ABC documentary makes me appreciate the audacity of the Free at Last finale to King's speech. Remember, King makes this unjustified declaration of freedom just after lamenting ongoing black oppression. But it ends the speech perfectly. What becomes plain is that King, empowered by the crowd, became emboldened to move beyond the aspirational I have a dream and embrace the declarative.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty! We are free at last!
In that very speech, and King realized this as he spoke, he had made the declaration possible.
Virginia Heffernan reviews television for Slate and Day to Day. If you'd like to hear more of that speech and see more about what the march was like that day, there's a big and worthwhile series of pieces on our website, npr.org.